And we've got Freddie Bogus on the phone with us. And Freddie's the president of the Summer Redneck Games, which are going on tomorrow in East Dublin, Georgia. How are you, Freddie?
Doing great. How about you?
Awesome. Well, this is this always gets national news every year. How many years have you guys been doing the Summer Redneck Games?
This will be our 16th year.
Okay. And you guys do this for a good cause, right?
Well, absolutely.
It's all going...
We help people with eyesight that have eyesight problems and work with the locals here. And everything we do goes right back into charity, really.
Okay.
We don't do anything with it for ourselves.
All right. And who came up with this idea? Did you come up with this idea?
No, it was actually started by a local radio station here in Dublin, Georgia.
Okay.
And we as Lions Club, I'm president of the East Dublin Lions Club, and we have this thing over in East Dublin, Georgia, which is right across the river from the city of Dublin. And what we do, it's a spoof-off on the 96 Olympics that was held in Atlanta, really.
Okay.
And,
I gotcha.
We have things like a watermelon seed spitting contest in the original. We had dumpster dives.
We had
pig feet bobbing, mud pit belly flops, toilet seat horseshoes. And the armpit serenade, of course, this is just things. It's just for football. People really have fun at it.
You guys come up with some creative stuff, that is for sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, you brought up the watermelon seed spitting contest. I mean, some people can really spit those seeds.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you give us some details on folks who've won that? And how far they've been able to spit them?
Not really, because I'm always involved in some other part of it.
Okay.
And when they have the contest, we have other people that, you know, that look after the contest.
Yeah.
But if they win the contest, they win a trophy, which is we got a local trophy company here that makes them for us. And we use crushed beer cans at the top of the trophy. And if you are one in the old class and the each one of the categories, then you receive that trophy with the crushed beer cans.
Well, you know, you can't beat a trophy like that, honestly.
It would be hard to do, absolutely.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Freddie Bogus, and he is the president of the Summer Redneck Games, which will be held tomorrow in East Dublin, Georgia. Okay, so we talked about watermelon seed spitting. There's bobbing for pig's feet. That, wow, I don't know how you... That's just got to be gross. Have you ever tried to do that?
I haven't tried to see it, but I've seen that, actually. What they do is we put the pig feet from a local market, take them and put them in a container, and the person that's in that has to bob for them with his hand behind his back and using his head. He has to go down in the water and get them back to pick them up with his mouth.
Ugh.
And we have a line waiting, wanting to get in that pig feet bobbing contest.
You've got a line waiting to get in. That is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And if you go to summerredneckgames.com, you can see pictures and things like that. So in video.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have a redneck site on the computer, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. And, okay, so there's the bobbin for pig's feet. There's the armpit serenade. So a bunch of people just get together, and what do they serenade? What tune do they do the armpit?
Some people can play some fairly decent tunes under the arm. I mean, if you can decipher them as they go. But it's amazing to me. I mean, you have little kids doing it. You have grown people doing it. And it's just something that people do. People are funny. If you've never heard that, you really need to try it.
I have tried to do that. You know, when I was a kid, you know, there were some kids who were really good at that. Is there a trick? Do you know? Has anybody ever revealed how to
do it? Well, most of the time, Marcia plays a part in it. Like if your hand's wet or something like that, and you just cap air is all you do under your arm, and that's what actually makes the sound.
All right, so have a sweaty pit and cap some air.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the temperature is going to be somewhere to 95 to 100 degrees tomorrow,
yeah.
So we shouldn't have any problem with them being sweaty.
Okay. oh, this is too much. I love this. And then also you do the mud pit belly flop.
That's right.
That's a pretty, you guys are kind of, you know, you lead up to that event in the evening. So that's a big deal.
It is, really. And what we do, we take a backhoe and dig a pit and put Georgia red clay in that pit.
Oh.
And then we fill it up with water, and then we take the backhoe and we stir it up real good so it's a nice red mixture.
Okay.
It, and if it gets on your clothes, it's a it's better than a permanent marker.
Oh.
It stays with you.
You can't even get that thing out with Tide, can you?
No, Tide don't work on that red clay.
Oh, man. And so, yeah. And so what's the, with the belly flop, do you run and then, and
well, we have a little launching platform for them.
Okay.
We pile up the red clay so they can sail off in it.
And so the person who wins that one, is it the person who kind of slides on their belly the furthest or has the biggest splash?
What they do is they actually spray the contestants standing, or not the contestants, but the people standing around to see it.
Yeah.
That's the ideal situation. When they first start, the first person does the belly flop, they're all right at the pit.
Okay.
When the second person goes, they're about 5 feet from it. When the third person goes, they're about 10 feet from it because they don't want to get sprayed with the red clay.
You don't want to be in the splash. You want to be in the splash zone when you're at Disney. You don't want to be in the splash zone at the Redneck Summer Games.
No. No. We had a lady from France last year that was here and with a filming crew. And she said, "Lord, I have just purchased this new outfit." And I said, "Well, you can use it hanging on the wall now."
Yes, don't wear a new outfit.
It's a permanent reminder.
The people have a
lot of fun. It's every year. It seems, you know, I had no idea that it would last as long as it's lasted. But every year they still keep coming and they still enjoy themselves.
Well,
it's put on really for families if they want to have fun.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a blast. I wish I lived closer because this sounds like
I wish you did, too.
I'm going to have to arrange a vacation some year around this.
Absolutely, yes.
And, one more question for you before we let you go, because I know you're busy getting ready for these summer Redneck Games, Freddie. But if we come to East Dublin, Georgia... Yeah, what are some things you recommend? A restaurant you recommend? Is there a local dish
that you recommend? We have most all of the restaurants, either in East Dublin or over in Dublin. We have catfish places. We have restaurants that specialize in barbecue. We have Golden Corral, which is steakhouses, and most anything that your little heart desires, you can get down south.
Is there a specialty at the summer Redneck Games
a lot of people like alligator.
Yeah.
They like you have people that in the vendors that pretty well cater to anything people can want, seafood.
Yeah.
Barbecue, alligator, you know.
All right.
We have ice cream vendors. We have...
you've got the works.
Soft drink vendors. We have novelty people that sell novelties. The kids, some of the kids like these little glow-in-the-dark bracelets and necklaces, and they have a little bit of everything, really.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful time, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to practice so that next year I might be able to get into that armpit serenade.
Oh, absolutely. If you do, look me up. I'll be there.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, and have a great time with your Summer Redneck Games this year.
All right. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. All right. Freddie. Take care, Freddie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 2:15 at Connect FM.